Hey, hey, my sisters. Thank you for tuning into the podcast of Let's Talk with the Good Doctor. Yes, honey. Let's talk. I see you out there, my sisters. And I celebrate you. Go queen. I celebrate you today. Thank you for tuning into the podcast of Let's Talk with the Good Doctor. Yes, honey. Let's go. We're talking about I see you, my sisters. But the question I have for you today, do you see you? Yeah, do you see you? Do you see all that God has put into you? Yeah, or are you listening? Are you listening to the chatter, of 2021? If they can't provide positive feedback, don't give them the authority to diminish your efforts. It's time. It's time for it to be better for you. But you have to do the work. We have to do the work. We're going to heal together. This is your safe space here on this podcast. Send me a message. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear if we're getting there. Send me a message. Let me hear from you. Because it's time for us to be better. But we're going to have to do the work. We have to overcome the battles. You know, those battles that you fight by yourself. You know, the ones that you're too afraid to talk about. The ones you have been facing all by yourself in the dark alone. Oh, my sisters, I see you. It's my desire that you win. It's my desire. It is my calling. It is my mantle that we heal, that I help you to heal, that I help you to win, that I help you to overcome. Yes, overcome and overtake anything that has stopped you. Because you have the ability, you have the power, you have the strength to live an elevated life in 2022. I'm talking to you, sis. I'm talking to you, brother. Healing. You know, healing is hard in itself. It really is. It's hard. It's hard on the nights that you sob silently. It's hard when no one heard your pain. It's hard on the days where your past screamed for you to return back to it. It's hard, my brothers and my sisters, in the moments when you couldn't separate your feelings from the facts. It's hard. But guess what? You hung in there. You didn't quit. I see you, my brothers. I see you, my sisters. This is your safe space. We are going to win together. Yes, because deep down inside, I know you want to be healed. I know you want to be healed. You've been the bigger person. Yeah. But it's time for you to not be the bigger person. Because if being the bigger person disrupts your mental health, then the hell with being the bigger person. This is your safe space. This is where your mental health comes before anything. The mental health over everything. Yeah. You know, we talked about self-sabotage in our other segment and how self-sabotage, it shows up in our everyday life. But what are we doing about it in 2022? Are we still procrastinating? Is it still stealing your time? What you may not realize, my brothers and my sisters, is that procrastination is actually causing you more stress, more pain. Yeah, when you're always rushing to meet the deadline of procrastination, you're literally doing harm to your mental and physical health. Let's heal together. Yeah, you know, the sister that's constantly doubting a relationship, or you're constantly doubting that partner. You know why? Because you have let your past pain inhibit your future. Your past pain can be the inhibitor to your future relationships. When you operate in life through the lenses of traumatic experiences, those small things your partner does or your friend does can trigger. It can trigger the enormous doubt that you have inside. You know, when you feel like you're the victim, the victimization. When we continue to operate as the victim, not so in 2022, because we are going to get healed. We're not going to operate as the victim in every situation. We fail to see the areas where we can grow personally. So you got to stop being the victim. You got to stop being or continuously playing the victim. Oh, because this happened, that happened, and I just don't want to get healed. I just want to sit in that old stuff. Because when you sit in that old stuff for so long, you can't smell it anymore. But not so. We're getting healed. Playing the victim also means that the baseline for your relationships tend to lean toward mistrust, even when the other person has not even warranted the mistrust. But because of your jacked up feeling of being the victim about what happened last year, about what they said, but we're leaving all of that stuff behind because we are getting healed. This is your safe space. We're leaving all that behind. Your seat for getting through. Your seat, your destiny, it awaits you. It awaits you. Get focused. Let this podcast, Let's Talk with the Good Doctor, be your launching pad. Let it be your safe space, my brothers and my sisters. Can I let you in on a little secret? Self-sabotage is killing your goals more than anything else. Yeah, I said what I said, what I said. But the first step is that you must become aware. But most importantly, the action, your action, is going to make all of the difference. So I hope to continue to hear from you and give me your feedback and how we're going to get healed together. What are you doing with this information that I'm giving you week after week? What are you doing with the information when I tell you my story about how I overcame and about what I went through? Because all of this stuff that I'm talking about, I've been there. I've overcome it. I've went through it. And now I'm giving it to you as your survival guide. Never underestimate the power of your life experiences and what it holds. Never underestimate the power of God and what He can do and how He can change. He can do the impossible. What can seem like hell today could be the catapult for someone on this podcast, for someone who has given up. It can be to help someone, give them hope. Until next time, my brothers and my sisters, know that your life has meaning and it has purpose. Stay the course. In time, you'll realize how much hope you really can give people. Stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course. Survive. Survive. Thrive. And stop self-sabotaging. Say it with me. No matter how lonely I get on this journey called life, I will not reinvent toxic people. I won't re-invite them toxic, backstabbing people back into my life. Matter of fact, this week, say it as many times as necessary because it's that serious. It's that serious. Until next time. Until next time. Remember, you and I, you will not re-invite toxic people back into our lives. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast of Let's Talk Honey. Let's talk with the good doctor. Know that I'm standing in the gap for my brothers and my sisters. They cannot stand for themselves. My sister, my sister, my sister. Go ahead and fix that crown back on your head. Fix your crown. Fix your crown. I love you. Until next time. Until next time.